This is WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Clifford Rogers has been Knox County's Administrator of Elections since May of 2011. He announced last month that he didn't want to face another highly polarized presidential election and that he will retire at the end of next month. We caught up with Rogers to talk about the state of election protocols in Knox County in the age of COVID-19.
We've got a new voting system that we've already received. We've shipped the old one out, so the new one is here. A paper-based system, which means every voter who comes to vote in person, whether early or on election day, will receive a paper ballot. So the good news is nobody has to be touching a machine that somebody else has voted on. While we got it for one reason, which was basically to increase voter confidence, with the coronavirus, it's kind of an additional measure to keep one voter insulated from the other voter.
Have you started talking about how to implement social distancing measures when the polls are open?
We're going to have to get guidance from the state on that. I mean, everybody's aware we have a 6-foot rule now. I don't know how it's going to be much different during elections. And so, yeah, we're talking about it. But the fact of the matter is what we're really going to be pushing. We've always pushed it, but I don't think people were paying attention in the state of Tennessee. But I think they will now, that if you're over 60, you have a free pass to vote by mail. No excuse. You check the box, you're 60 or older, and send in your application, and we mail you a ballot. If you have any sort of health issue, any sort of disability, again, you check the box and send it in. And that's without the law even changing.
Any change for the mass public being able to vote by mail would necessitate a vote from the legislature, correct?
That's correct. And maybe there's some mechanism where, you know, the Tennessee governor could do something sui sponte. I've heard something like that. But again, it would have to be coming from Nashville in one form or the other. I don't want the listeners out there to think that all they've got to do is call up the election commission, because I've already taken a number of calls and think, you know, they need to be lobbying me about it. That has got to come from the legislature, and they need to be contacting their state representatives and their state senators if that's something that they believe should be offered to other voters. Now, what are we doing about it now? We already know we're going to have a lot more paper ballots, so we know that we're going to need more equipment to print more ballots, and then we're going to have scanners that will be able to count more paper ballots. So we're already looking ahead to that. But a lot of people think, oh, well, everybody can just vote by mail. That won't be a problem. Well, it's going to be a problem for the Election Commission if we don't have enough equipment and enough staff, because, as you know, most of it is set up to deal with voters coming in person, either early or on election day.
Right.
You know, when you get to a presidential election, most people have already voted by election day. I think in 2016 in Knox County, we had 76% vote before election day, but that would be both early voting and voting by mail. You want to have most people voting before election day just to reduce lines. It's to everybody's benefit, for those that can legally take advantage of that, to do so.
Clifford Rogers is Knox County's election administrator, and he's retiring at the end of next month. Thank you so much, Clifford. It was so nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Chrissy, for having me on.